A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
SansPants Radio, your band sucks. Hey guys, what are you doing on the 24th of September? Nothing? Good answer. Come see SansPants Live. We're performing at the Eureka Hotel in Richmond, Victoria, Australia, Earth. Doors open at 6:30, we're on at 7. It's free entry, and for all of you 14-year-old listeners, all ages, how good. Come see us live. We promise to be at least mediocre.
Have you spilt mustard on all of your shirts and need a hoodie to cover it up? Head to redbubble.com and search for SansPants Radio and get some of the coolest hoodies around. No one will know there's mustard underneath.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second.
I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha.
And I'm Tessa Rigby. And this week's episode is Meat Part 3, Crete.
As in concrete. How good! So yes, listeners, welcome to part 3 of our rhyming trilogy, Meat, yep. Feet, and Crete,
like as in concrete. I hope you've had it. It's been a wild ride, but here we are.
I'm sure it has.
So here's a question.
Uh-huh.
What problem, any problem,
can be solved with concrete?
Can be solved with concrete.
People who have betrayed the family.
Yep, yeah. Fill them with concrete.
Yep. Fill them just, that's where the...
Foot to head. Concrete,
things
throw them
floating
in a river.
Away. Just pour concrete on them.
It's not that hard.
Not plenty anymore, are they?
How many people have the problem of things floating away? Like, oh no, my like beach ball's floating away. Don't worry, mate.
Yeah, look, okay.
Problem solved.
In a high tornado place.
A high tornado place.
Yep, so like the top of a mountain, yes. Where there's a tornado.
Yes. Uh-huh. You can just like put a flag in the ground at the top of a mountain. You'd have to concrete a flag into the mountain.
All right, then. I don't know sure you are about anything.
Welcome to the
not
show,
very
Tessa.
Sure.
If you've got like something trapped in a basement and you want to keep it there, yeah. Fill that with concrete. Or a cave full of bears, concrete that shit up.
If you want something to sink to the bottom of the ocean and it keeps floating, another.
Yours are all floating. another floating related one. Because for some reason, is that a problem you face just fairly often in life?
Apparently.
I like to imagine you in the bath and, like, you get, like, a rubber duck floating away. You're like, and just fill the bath with concrete. Problem solved.
Tessa's dream is for the ocean to just be concrete.
And you'd never lose anything then. And then when you dug
and
it
then
up,
I could
you'd
find Megalodon.
Deep within the ocean's waves.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, if your mother-in-law is coming over for dinner but you've burnt the turkey, you can fill both the oven and your door with concrete and solve both of those problems. She can't get in, nor will she ever see that turkey.
Yeah. She can try and break in through a window, but she'll be like, I'm calling the cops.
If your friend is good at running and you want to beat them in a race, you can fill their shoes with concrete.
And then when you're done with them because they're angry at you and they've betrayed the family, then you put them in the ocean and they stop floating away. Uh-huh. And you get rid of them, yeah. And they can't run faster.
That's a triple whammy right there.
Concrete triple win.
If you want, like, the concrete insides of an animal, you can fill that animal with concrete, wait for it to set, kill the animal, pull them out.
I think the animal's dead by the time the concrete's set, to be honest.
No, it's perfect, because you just peel the skin off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like...
Peel the skin off, you've got a statue of, say, a cow's inside organs. If you want.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, perfect, a concrete statue as well, yeah. Visually appealing.
People are like, what's this piece? And I'd be like, I call it inside a cow. And they'd be like, oh, that's amazing, did you sculpt this yourself? I'd be like, in some ways.
Critics have called
how
that...
many more questions are you going to ask? Yeah. Not many, then yes.
Then yes,
yes.
Moving
I
on.
Open an art museum, critics like, morally questionable. Not that interesting.
Kind of the same thing again and again and again.
Not any skill involved.
Hey, I imagine it would take skill to peel a cow. Let's be fucking honest. To peel a cow back and keep that concrete inside organs just the way I want them. Run out of time, Taz.
You could just build stuff.
They already use concrete for that, Tessa.
Yes, they
Tessa,
do.
Go to jail, Tessa. Imprisoning people.
Oh, perfect. You got too many escaped convicts. Because metal bars, just concrete walls.
Concrete walls and a little hole for food.
But
Jackson has been a lot of morally ambiguous suggestions.
And then little hole for food. They eat too much to fill that with concrete?
Yeah, and you're like, anyway. Moving on.
Then you fill them with concrete, you got a man statue. Good.
What? Like, say I filled a bear hole, a bear cave with bears.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm on board.
So there's a bear cave that's now full of double bears because you put bears in a bear cave.
Too full.
Then I put concrete in said bear cave.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But only on the outside, like the cave entrance.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then, like, 40 years later, I came back. What's the state of the bears? Mummified?
No, because a cave wouldn't be airtight.
Just like skeletons of bears.
Yeah.
But
dead bears.
40, how big's the cave? No, that'd be dead. Doesn't matter. That'd be all dead.
What? If I'd been, like, very small, what would have changed?
Or very... No, I think very big was...
Very big would have changed a significant amount.
It's the world's biggest cave.
Oh, yeah. That's a big cave.
The bears
would be
still
fine.
Dead.
At least one bear might be alive.
From eating the other bears?
Yeah.
That's
hiding
true.
Until they're all too weak. Because they might have a bear code. Or just the strongest one out of all of them.
That's what
Speaking
I was thinking. Or a bear code, sure.
Bears?
Yeah.
I can't remember where I heard this, and it's got nothing to do with concrete.
Whatever.
But apparently, bears going. Hibernation. Bears hibernation is the key to space travel for humans.
How good?
If we stick pine cones up our bum or whatever. And then
shove off into space.
We'll be right, and we can just get to the alien planet. Be like, just a moment.
Thanks,
waddle
bears.
Away, pull the pine cone out, let fucking light years worth of shit escape our body. Be like, good.
I've arrived healthy and safe. And now I know aliens. This is a good.
I still cannot breathe.
Dead.
I did not think this through.
It's like a plug. You take the pine cone out of your arse and then all the. Yeah. I am dead now.
I imagine it being like a bath. Well, like a bath plug. It's draining like.
All the air
like
going
the whirlpool and everything just going down.
NASA's like.
I think we need to put some more thought into
this.
The pine cone method. I love that it started off as maybe something yours was less
me.
Like
okay.
We got it. This is how we're doing space travel. More like we have an astronaut whose bum is a black hole, so we're gonna plug that shit. But he's an amazing astronaut, so we're sending him off regardless. My fucking god.
What were we talking about before the tangent? Bears in a cave, so the strong bear survives.
Strong bear survives, you're right. You're right. Concrete armor, that's another one you could
do. That's pretty good.
Couldn't move.
Yeah, you couldn't move. But like,
you'd be heavy if you wanted to win the world's heaviest man competition.
Fill yourself with concrete.
Just like, go.
Replace blood with concrete.
Just go stand on the scales and break them. You're like, yeah. You try and lift your arms for a victory salute, but you can't.
And you're like, I'm happy with this choice. And at least I won.
I did well. And then they have to drain the concrete from you. And they're like, sir, do you know how concrete works? You're like this forever. And you're like, I'm so happy, though. It's hard for me to sit in a chair.
Hard, but not impossible.
I feel like you can stand or lay, but you can't, like, get to lay and you just fall.
Yeah, exactly. You're so stiff.
And then, like, someone has to come and, like, prop you back up into standing. You can't walk. You just stand all
day. You just get to stand all day. And I guess you're okay because the concrete's giving you a skeleton. You're not getting tired. Eventually, I'd be like, somebody smash me with a sledgehammer, please.
Please end of this misery.
Please, this is a fresh flat hell.
Flat hell.
Yeah, shit, sick.
Fresh flat hell.
Done. Deal. If you had a bird problem.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Fill their nest with concrete.
What can I do, Taz?
Throw concrete.
I could just hurl concrete at birds. I had nothing, and I just knew that one of you was going to just agree with my outs. Like,
we both agreed.
He said fill birds with concrete.
No, I just said just fill the nest with concrete.
You could fill birds with concrete?
I could. But that's
actually how they make homing pigeons that you shoot with the gun rifle. It's not.
What
I made that
the
up.
Fuck?
They're clay.
They're not homing pigeons.
Oh, yeah, clay pigeons.
Clay pigeons are when they fill a pigeon with concrete. I think you're thinking of concrete
and
pigeons.
And then hurl them into the sky, and then people shoot them for target practice.
Hurls. They just pick them up and piff them.
Get real pigeons and fill them with concrete, and that's how they're made. Please don't look that up.
Look that up. Just accept it. That's fine. The fact.
Add it on Wikipedia.
That's the truth. Come on. Clothes?
No.
New hat?
Yes.
No.
Neck braces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good. We got
pillows. No, it's heavier. I feel like that's going to hurt your back. Like, fix your neck, but hurt your back. I think it's counterproductive. Pillows, terrible idea. I don't even need to explain why.
No, because if it's said, it's clever enough. No, it's good, because what you do is you get a concrete pillow. You fill a thing like a pillow
case.
No, okay. Pillow cot, a cast. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay, yeah, so yeah.
A mold. A mold. You fill a mold, and then you put a blanket over the top while it's still setting, then you lie down, and then it sets around your head shape.
Okay, but then when you're sleeping, I feel like you move your head.
No,
I know. Like, I knew.
I knew,
didn't you?
I just invented the first memory pillow.
You did,
but you can still move in a memory pillow. This one, like, it's concrete. Like, that's where your head is for the rest.
But
of the
But yeah,
night.
No, this is like,
very uncomfortable.
It's like, you know how you have to deconstruct something to understand it. I now understand memory pillows because I deconstructed. I went to their beta.
He went to their prototype.
Prototype.
Concrete
pillows.
And they were like, this is good, but bad. So let's make
that's
it good,
much,
but good.
That's every prototype. Like, this is good, but bad. What if it was good,
but good?
And everyone's like, you're a fucking genius, mate. I don't know why he was such an ocker fella. Welcome to Memory Foam. We make bloody bonza pillows for your noggin.
They're bloody fair dinkum, mate.
You can make a man mold.
You could make a man mold.
With concrete?
Yep.
And you could make a replica of yourself.
Exactly. And then fight him in an arena for people to watch.
No, he can't move.
No, because you also have the power to reanimate him, so you're fine.
Nope.
Yes. Tess, come
Tess,
on.
Tess, we have this power.
Tess, you don't, but Jackson and I do.
Okay.
We promised in this episode we'd reveal it to the world.
Also, you're in jail.
Oh, no, I'm not.
A concrete jail. You have
I'm
a little
not,
food hole.
I'm not.
Here's a bit of salary. Sorry that it got squished, pushing the holes smaller than the salary is.
No, I'm not in jail.
No,
why
it's
am
okay.
I always in jail? Get
it's
me out of jail.
It's okay, Tess.
We're in a different universe.
Tess, it's okay.
Concrete universe.
Because you've got inside of a cow statue to keep you company.
You can think about it.
Do I have 40 bears to keep me company?
Yes, and the ghost of said cow.
Yeah, exactly. To be like, that's what my insides look like.
That's my...
more like, moo.
Spooky moos again.
Spooky moos. Tess is gone. Tess is done. That's Tess out.
Do you have any history for us about concrete?
I do. I wanted to talk about, about concrete beds. Ancient Romans fucking loved concrete. They came up with concrete. And then everyone forgot about it. Then we came up with it again, and
this
we were like,
"My facts? No, it's more history. You're right.
It is.
Yeah.
Don't you steal this from me?
Sorry.
Don't you forget about me?
Don't you forget about me? Don't you forget about me? Breakfast Club. But no. So the ancient Romans, they had this kind of concrete. I forget what it's called. Some kind of fucking concrete.
Roman concrete.
Thank you, Tess. And then the British people killed all the Romans.
Good, thanks. Thanks a lot, England.
Good one.
Hey, you murdered the Romans.
I miss canals.
If it wasn't for you, concrete would have been invented like 20 years earlier.
Yeah.
Think about all the innovations we've had in concrete in the last 20 years would have already happened by now. Would have happened 20 years earlier.
We would have 20 years worth of concrete.
The pigs from the Three Little Pigs all would have been fine because I feel like they would have used concrete.
Yeah, I feel like that's true. I feel like that's very true. the Big Bad Wolf would have been like, this ain't happening.
Yeah, no, this ain't happening. We would have lost an age-old fairy tale, though.
I'll huff and I'll puff and then I'll give up.
And then I'll leave.
Hey, could you use concrete to stick bricks together?
Yes, maybe. Good. I don't know.
Definitely.
That's mortar.
No, that's mortar.
It's mortar.
Mortar.
I think mortar might be concrete.
I think it is concrete.
But I don't know much about mortar.
I'm pretty certain that mortar is concrete.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can, and we do.
How good are houses?
All right, but I love that the Romans had concrete. the British killed them. And then we discovered concrete again elsewhere. Later. And then we found the Roman concrete.
Japan.
And we were like, oh, they did it already. Keep it on the DL. We don't want people knowing that the Romans came up with the best concrete and we came up with the worst
and
one.
And we killed them.
Well,
I, so I guess
the Japanese invented the new one, though, Tess.
Did they? Because I
them too.
No.
Okay, good.
I was just trying to ruse Tess, and you ruined it.
Yeah, no, I was confused.
I wasn't rused.
You were
you? I wasn't.
No, you
rused me because I said the Japanese invented concrete, and then you didn't acknowledge me, and then you said it again. And I was like,
I deflected that ruse onto Jolder.
You did. You put up a ruse shield, and it went tink tink tink.
I was like, I've been rused. We've been had.
What would you be disappointed as archaeologists to discover had already been found?
Ooh, glasses.
Glasses?
That's super mundane.
That was the first thing I could see because they're around my face.
Can't really. Yeah, no, glasses. You chose it. So if you found your archaeologist,
no,
you
it would
up
be
because some...
glasses are actually a really cool invention.
Yeah.
Space travel. Oh, no, I'd be excited. Imagine we went to space in, like, 1673.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing. You'd be like, what did we find up there, moon man?
No, we just launched a man directly into the sun.
He was made of concrete and he floated away still.
Imagine, like, what? Like, we go up there and we find, like, a concrete man.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, hang on. Tess, no, don't try and run away. You're trying to crawl out of your seat.
Explain yourself.
So, the experiment that Dushar is speaking of...
1973.
It was an experiment to see...
If we catapulted a man into the sun, what would happen?
Yes, because they understood gravity to an extent.
Okay. So they filled him with concrete.
So they filled him with concrete because they're like, that'll... Concrete, the fact that he will come back down.
Yep.
Okay. Concrete is heavier than a man. How?
Concrete. Concrete. Dot, dot. Heavier than a man.
How?
Put it between.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In your bricks.
With
mortar. Yes? Tess? With
how much force do we have to catapult, exert? Mm-hmm. Onto this man.
Apollo 1.
That's normal man.
Apollo Creed.
Normal man.
For him to not come back down. And then again with a concrete man to see the difference.
So and
neither
still...
came back down. They both went straight to the sun. Sorry for taking over history for you, Jackson. Yours was just a bit boring.
No, but yours was, like, far more spectacular.
Thank you.
I'd completely forgotten about it.
Like, in 1673...
No, we forgot about it.
1673, they were like, concrete man, he's still float away. In space. Good.
So you got, like, two
what
like,
do we do with this information?
Two, like, old-timey dudes. They've got two catapults. They put a man in one, a concrete man in the other. Shoot him into space. And they're
into the sun.
Well, let's see if any come back.
Yep.
Are they just like scanning the horizon looking for a little puff of dust?
They sent out telegrams.
Telegrams.
Filled with mortar.
Telegrams filled with mortar.
To all the people around the world saying if a concrete man or a normal man come back down, let us know in a timely manner.
Who was this?
Franz Ferdinand.
Your lady got assassinated, so that's kind of wrong for him. I guess good news for Franz Ferdinand fans is he got assassinated 250 years after this happened.
No, Franz Ferdinand was very long-lived.
And Napoleon.
The two of them together, they had a catapult each.
Yes.
And they were like, let's see, I bet and you my concrete man.
Bon Jovi was the man covered in concrete.
Wait,
John Bon Jovi.
Wait.
Yeah, he came back a few thousand years later. A few hundred.
So there was a man, and also a man covered in concrete.
Yes.
So they were like, will concrete bring him down quicker?
Yes, or will, because we're putting the same force on them, will the force propel the heavier one? We're trying to learn physics.
And it didn't work.
And it... Neither of them came back, or they never got found, because the world only had...
I thought Bon Jovi found them.
No, Bon Jovi was the one that got catapulted.
He came back.
He didn't. He came back years later.
He's like, I've been in space.
That's why he's so fucking weird. I don't know, actually, if he is.
He's like, I've been in space.
He's fine.
Like, I've been encased in concrete.
George is just done. He's out of here.
I've been in space, I've been encased in concrete, so I'm not really sure what's happened.
When I got into space, the concrete is what saved me.
Uh-huh, but
I've landed.
Because
my eyes should have burnt up exiting the ozone layer, or atmosphere, and I should have burnt up, but I didn't. My outer concrete shell got burnt up, and somehow I hadn't died already. So I was fine in space, and the sun was quite warm. And now I'm back, living on a prayer.
Like, being in space has given me time to write some great new songs. So everybody just listen up.
He got back, he's like, oh, you guys have already invented the guitar. I thought I did that while I was in space.
That's a coincidence.
But nah, sick. Here's some songs I wrote.
And the other guy fell back down, and he was Jesus.
Sure. Nah, great. Jesus and Bon Jovi sent up at the same time.
In 1673.
Yes.
Did Jesus come back from the first time?
Yes, but dead.
So.
Huh. I know, it's weird. It's weird they didn't teach this. I would just think it would just blow the kids' minds.
Kids are sitting in classrooms. They tried to teach us once and kids just started crying blood.
Some kids up the back's heads just burst. They were like, and the other guy was Jesus.
And like, he came back down but was dead. And no one really found him because there was only 20 people alive in 1673.
So he went straight up, then straight back down. But John Bon Jovi came back 300 years later.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, it's weird they don't teach that.
As I understand it, that is what happened.
That's accurate. I think that's accurate from what I know. Have you got any facts for us?
I do.
I mean, other than that one.
That one.
That's a pretty big... That's
plenty of facts. I decided to focus not on facts about concrete because boring
the
is that?
Point of the episode.
But concrete facts. Indisputable facts.
All right. Have you got any?
Can any facts be indisputable? Because if you ask, if you say, hey, here's a fact, and I dispute it.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
Well, okay. Whoa.
Okay, let's hear them.
Sun is bigger than the moon.
I'll give you that one. Next fact.
I reckon we can... Hang on.
Well, it depends, because from Earth, they look the same size.
Yeah.
Do you 100% know...
No, the moon looks smaller.
Do you 100% know that the moon is smaller than the sun?
Yes,
100%.
100%. Yeah. 100%. I've been to both of them. I asked Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi was in concrete. He couldn't see shit.
No, the concrete burned off as he left the atmosphere.
No, but then...
Did you not listen?
No, but only but at the top layer. The lower layer was there to keep his eyeballs from bursting, remember?
You remember?
No. Wow. I didn't say anything about his eyeballs bursting. His eyeballs adjusted quite just foreign.
I'll have
you and Bon Jovi know.
I'll pay that
out. The sun still looks bigger than the moon from Earth, so you just can't see it because your eyes are... not adjusted well enough to the brightness.
All right,
I have
okay.
beautiful baby blues that you can do. See everything.
Okay, well, then you should be able to see that the sun is bigger than the moon.
Okay, so that's this
hey,
one.
Hey, we all have blue eyes. Good.
Sick, the blue-eyed
team. We
are an
Aryan race and brown hair. Mm.
That's not what the Aryans wanted.
No.
We're just half Aryan.
Half shithead.
That'll do.
That's probably for the best.
Another indisputable fact.
Okay.
Yep.
You had one good one.
Yeah, one good one that I tried to dispute and you put me in my place.
The Earth goes around the sun. These are also space facts.
I can't deny that the Earth goes around the sun. I mean,
I mean, we but could both deny it because both of us have only been taught that happens. We haven't experienced it firsthand.
Yeah, you're literally going around the sun right now.
Yeah, I know, but people just tell
see,
us
See, you're
that.
Only telling me that. I'm not seeing it with my
and
own two baby
blues.
You're
only seeing it.
Okay.
You're only saying it because you were taught when you were like seven.
I
fact
have,
dispute, Ed.
Okay, fact, concrete fact three.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I have two legs.
We both looked.
You did.
We both was like, I'm sure we can find a flaw in this plan.
Nope, there we
there's
go. One,
one
and two.
There's two.
Well, so our listeners have never seen you from the waist down.
I've got two eyes.
Alice, yeah, they've seen
they've
your
seen
eyes.
They've seen my face.
They've seen your eyes. Mm-hmm. Mm.
But you didn't say that was number four, so it's part of the same fact, so I'm going to dispute you have two legs.
Jaldusha looks
no,
away.
But you two have seen my legs. You can see them right now.
Jaldusha looks away in victory.
But the people listening to this are only taking our word for it. The
exactly.
same way you're only taking scientists' word
no,
for
I'm
it.
No, I'm not. I know I have two
What
legs
if you have a third leg you can't see?
What if you have a phantom leg?
What if you have a phantom leg that only you can only see in infrared?
I don't.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Okay.
Have you ever used infrared to look at your legs?
What about night vision?
Yeah, what if you have a leg that only shows up at night?
Like, Jess, if I say I have four legs, but I had two legs stuck to each other to make it look like two legs, you can't disprove that.
You can't disprove that.
It looks like I have two legs, but I'm also wearing jeans, so you wouldn't be able to see the scars.
Skinny jeans.
They're very little. They're very little form-fitting legs.
Yep.
Okay. Because
it was like four legs. But...
Fact number four.
Yep.
Done with that one.
We won. We won that
Australia
one.
Australia is a country.
But it's only a country because people say it's a country. If people stop saying it's a country, it wouldn't be a country anymore.
Yeah. Also,
but
what
it
if
is still a country because people call
at
it
this moment
a country.
It's a country, but it's
that is the fact.
What if it's in fact a hologram?
It's not.
What?
It's not.
Don't. Jesus Christ, Tess, you maniac. You wrecking the microphones.
Wrecking my vibes.
What if it's a child's playground?
What if we are all just in a snow globe?
Yeah, what if we're all just in...
St. Elsewhere.
St. Elsewhere. The end of St. Elsewhere. What if we're that? Tess, have you broken your spirit yet?
Toast.
No.
Toast.
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 Toaster-Rigby. Toaster Rigby.
Has anyone ever accidentally called you Toast before?
No. That's so odd. Of course no one's called me Toast. What's wrong with you? I like it. That's a fun nickname.
Hey, Toast.
Toast. I like it. Toasty.
Toasty Rigby.
Toasty Riggs.
Toasty Riggs.
Let's get
one more.
Toast.
Toast. Give us one more.
I can see two Joels right now.
But
one,
but
two.
We you that you just that's just your
that's
opinion.
A fact.
No, it's not.
Also, Tessa, Toasty Rigby.
Aliens may or may not exist.
That's not a fact.
That
that's
is a fact.
Statement.
That is a true statement, which is a fact.
That's like being like things happen, but sometimes they don't happen.
There is a lot of people on this earth.
Well, define a lot.
Heaps.
No, but comparated to sand. Not that many.
Okay. There's a lot of sand on this earth.
There's more grains of sand than there is people on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's a concrete fact for you. Disprove that one.
Have you counted the sand?
Yes.
No, you haven't. Did you do that? In my gap year.
Yes. I've had a lot of free time.
We're like, I'm going off to Europe, going to backpack. You're like, yeah, I'm just going to stay here and you know, maybe get to do some work like that. You're like, yeah, I'm just going to count.
So how many are there exactly?
Too many to count.
And how many people are there exactly?
There's a few billion. I counted them. I can't remember. I wrote it down and lost it. But
it's
I did
changed
count
since
them.
Then, though.
Yeah, but there's still more sand.
No, you don't know that.
There was too many too many sands to count, but I still counted.
No, that there's more sand
no,
than
I'm
people.
No, I'm going to dispute
it. Because I counted.
Sand's a subjective term too. Some of them are just little rocks. Some of them are broken shells.
But people are subjective as well.
No, they're not.
Some of them are little rocks.
Some of them
they're
are small
people.
Animals.
Yeah. Some of Tess them are three men side by side in a suit.
Some people...
Like, on, side
that's
on.
Just three people there.
But they only want to be counted as one, Tess.
The world's a complicated place full of different sorts.
I fucking hate this.
Different shorts for different sorts.
Different... strokes for different
no,
blokes.
I yeah. think you can dispute that. If you can dispute that Australia is a country, you can dispute that there's more fucking what? Sand than people.
Is that another concrete fact? Because I can dispute that as well.
Oh, fuck off. No, it's not. It's a disputable fact. That's all my facts.
Perfect. There is no such thing as concrete facts. We've just learnt.
Yep, no such thing. Don't happen. Doesn't exist. Impossible.
If teachers teach you something, students, question them.
Question everything. Question tear up your books.
Every
my poet,
thing.
My poet. A captain, a captain.
I captain, I am captain.
Oh, shit, you are misquoting this so badly.
Oh, captain, my captain. Are
thank
you happy?
You. Yes, I'm so happy.
Old captain.
Can't you fucking
sea
tell
captain.
How happy I am?
Old captain,
sea captain. Captain.
They just set all of
captain
their books on.
D-Captain.
They set all their books alight and burn down the school.
Toast D-Captain Rig. Rig?
Big? Toast D-Captain
captain
Rig.
Rig captain.
We're just saying goddamn gibberish at this point.
Do you have any concrete movies?
I have some concrete in... Yeah, there's concrete in film. Film treats concrete wrong.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, like Fast and Furious, or Furious 7 as mm-hmm. it's... more commonly
actually
known.
Called.
Well, some places are called Fast and Furious 7, like Australia. So if you're listening in Australia...
I'm going to fucking throw some shit at you. Well, if I didn't want to break my phone, I would, but I don't. So
why were you mad?
Because she tried to question me, and then I corrected myself,
that's
and then
exactly
proved her wrong.
Happened.
I just want to point out to the listeners, just so you get a little feel of what it's like in the studio, Tess has been so wriggly today.
I have. I think
she just keeps lolloping around
Allie
her goddamn chair.
Allie gave me
chair.
Some of her Asian treats, and I think they got me very energetic.
Allie Kathleen's Asian treats. That
no,
like...
the little Poco, whatever they're called.
Poco.
Poggy?
No, Poco. Poco or Poggy. Fucking either one.
Poco.
Poco's
yeah,
modern life.
It got me.
There's a cow in that.
Real energetic.
No concrete. Any
so
concrete? Yes, we asked. I asked that question.
Oh, yeah,
concrete in films. It's treated poorly. Go on.
Yeah, like Fast and the Furious 7. A bomb goes off in a car park made of concrete. Vin Diesel stomps. Concrete falls away.
Yeah. Concrete's strong, Vinny D.
Vinny D is strong concrete.
That's true.
So I think what films have taught us is no matter how strong you think your house built of bricks and mortar is.
Mortar.
Try building it with bricks and Vinny D instead.
Yeah, just yeah. Put Vin Diesel between the bricks.
That's a good one.
Vin Diesel between the bricks sounds like a like very honest autobiography.
It's, yeah, it's like an autobiography. Or like, no,
Vin
like
Diesel
a.
Diesel between the bricks.
Life pick?
Life pick?
Life pick, is that what they're
called? Biopic?
Biopic, yeah.
Lifetime biopic?
Lifetime
yeah,
biopic.
A lifetime biopic.
Vin
Diesel
between
the
bricks.
That sounds beautiful. The only time I can think of when a concrete's in a film is in mafia movies.
Mm,
when they give
true.
Someone a concrete sandwich. I mean, not what I meant to say at all. Concrete shoes.
Concrete
yeah, concrete shoes.
Shoes
good.
Although a concrete sandwich would fuck you up. You're like, hey, Jimmy, give him the concrete sandwich.
What, would it just
like,
be like...
I just imagine a sandwich with concrete.
I feel like it would be pouring concrete down their throat to create a cast of their insides.
And then you're like, oh no, I'm not collector who paid good money for this. And then I get it.
Yeah.
And then you put it in Tessa's cell.
Yeah.
Next to the inside out, the insides of a cow
and
her
cow
food
ghost.
Hole.
Yeah, man.
And,
yeah.
And,
spooky,
and 40 bears.
And 40 bears.
No,
like,
39 bear skeletons and the dominant bear.
And I'm like, hey Tess, I got a new one. The Mafia gave it to me. I'm going to try and pull...
Jackson, please stop.
I'm just going to push it through the hole. Just a lot of dust on the other end. Jackson, I never know what you're trying to give me. It just falls apart.
This one was real nice, Tess. What'd you do to it? How'd you break it?
Tess, you broke it. Just like looking in with my eyes.
I'm going to put another layer of concrete around your cell.
I did another 30 years on your sentence.
I don't even remember what I put you in there. I think Dale Dusher imprisoned you.
He did. No, he just said I was in jail. He didn't actually tell me why or what I did. Or
breaking concrete laws by going around talking shit about concrete facts.
Yeah,
facts.
Fair enough.
That's true. That's true.
Telling people
no,
Australia's
but you put
a
me
country.
In jail before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he knew.
I'm from the future.
Yeah.
I like that they refer to cities as concrete jungles.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I like to imagine concrete chimps.
I've never liked that.
Why?
just don't.
Fair enough. And on that note,
I've been Tessa Rigby.
I've been Jackson Bailey.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
I've actually been Toasty Rigby.
And we're done.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.